This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, it's time for Hollywood. You know, there's always a Pittsburgh connection. You're a half person from everybody. So, Aaron, I'm watching CBS Sunday Morning several weeks ago, and I see this story about this restaurant, Staten Island, and then it just keeps unfolding, and then I see, oh my gosh, Vince Vaughn's in it. Joe Manganiello, he's our guy. Oh, wait, Stephen Chbosky directs it, and it is a smash hit. And we are lucky enough to have director Stephen Chbosky, Upper St. Clair grad, and Joe Manganiello, Mount Lebanon grad and Carnegie Mellon, with us on the Big K Morning Show. Gentlemen, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Joe, how you doing, man? I know you're a big sports fan. A lot going on. Have you seen Aaron Rodgers?
No, but I haven't been around Pittsburgh. So, I mean, I don't know. Wherever I've been traveling to, I haven't seen him.
You guys
Terry Bradshaw seems to think he's out west. But, you know,
oh, yeah.
I don't know.
He told him to chew on bark. But that said... There was a great meme of Aaron Rodgers signing up for Giant Eagle fuel perks, but that turned out to be not true. Anyway.
No, I love those memes. Yeah, I love those. Yeah.
And you sent out a post about the success of Nona's. How many people have seen this film?
I don't know. I mean, the post that I sent was, it was well over a billion minutes watched, what I think equates to, I think it's 12 million, but that's not the number, because the first weekend it was 15.3 million, but then it went up to 20 million, then you have these minutes.
I can help with this one. Basically, at this stage, it's very easily well over 100 million people have seen the movie. They do it by accounts and households, right? And so, and there's been so many stories about people watching with their whole families, people seeing it and then watching it on Mother's Day with mom or grandma. It's become a family thing where, you know, grandparents love it, parents love it, kids love it. I've heard more stories about, like, swear to God, 11-year-old kids, 14-year-old kids, 15-year-old kids saying, this is my favorite movie of all time. And it's just become a family watch. And so it's well over 100 million people, if not double that.
That is unimaginable success. And Stephen, I first met you when you put out The Perks of Being a Wallflower, which was a big hit and put you on the map as a screenwriter and film director. You did that when you were 26. And how did you come out to find out this story about this true Staten Island restaurant?
Well, it was really easy for me because basically my wife, Liz Macy, wrote the movie. And when I heard about the story and when she got the job, I knew what she was going to do. You know, she's an Italian American and proudly so. And I know all of her family and what was going to inspire the movie. I knew that she'd do a great job. So that's what it was for me. And I got to say, you know, I remember when we first went to the actual restaurant, and I don't know if anyone's ever going to get a reservation again, but if you can go to Aniteca Marie in Staten Island, go. If you ever make it to New York, go. It's amazing. Anyway, the first time we went to the place, my wife, when her mother passed away, she took $20 out of her mother's purse and she held on to it for 10 years. Right. And, it was this just token and she kept it. Even when she ran out of gas, couldn't pay for parking, whatever. She would never let go of it. And we went to the restaurant. It was all cash. We didn't know that. It's a $100 bill. We had exactly $100. And she thought, if I get this job, I'm going to be that jerk that didn't tip. And she felt her mother kind of say to her, let it go. And I'll do it with you. And she tipped the $20. She let it go. The next day she got the job. And then she wrote it. And then she brought me along. That's how I got involved with this.
That's fantastic backstory. And Joe, you have a starring role in this film as Bruno. with Vince Vaughn. This all-star cast is crazy. Susan Sarandon, Lorraine Bracco. You've got Talia Shire, Brenda Vaccaro, a whole lot more. Tammy Pescatelli, who's from Meadville. There's always a Pittsburgh area connection. So,
what,
Joe,
she's from Meadville?
Yeah, she's from
Meadville.
Tell
me that.
Yes, she
Cousin
is.
Sammy, oh my God.
I don't think I knew that either, man. I used to play in the Meadville volleyball tournament. Yeah, I didn't know
That's
that.
Unbelievable.
Joe, what attracted you to this film?
Oh, gosh. Well, first of all, I was a big fan of Steven's work. And he had such heart in his work. And then I read the script and... You know, I was a huge fan in drama school at Carnegie Mellon of, you know, playwrights like John Patrick Shanley. I thought John Patrick Shanley wrote Italians. There's so much nuance to Italians. I've always said that, like, you know, a non-Italian could read the script for Nona's and not see what's in the white of the page or what Liz kind of like allowed for. And then when an Italian reads it, you go, oh, okay, wait, I'm wearing a tracksuit.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dude, I'm walking down the street. There's only one way to walk as an Italian with the tracksuit on, or, you know, the way that the husbands and wives talk to each other in Italian household. You know, when I walk out of the house, Andrea's kind of like, Drea De Matteo plays my wife, you know, is lowering the straps of her top so that her shoulders can get sun. And I say, what are we getting? We giving the neighborhood a show here? You know, there's a translation if you're Italian, and it translates to, hey, I think you're hot. So it's a compliment, but it comes out as something that someone else would see as negative. A non-Italian would see, but no, I'm telling her she's hot. Stop it. I'm kind of playing with her, but it comes off as fighting. There's a multi-layer thing to the way that Italians talk. And I don't get to play Italian very often. Maybe it's because of my size or, you know, whatever it is, or, you know, I come off, you know, as mixed, you know, mixed ancestry, let's put it that way, you know? So it's kind of like to be able to have a script like that that was written so well in the hands of Steven that has so much heart and understood all of the comedy and the nuance. It was like, please let me do this movie. Like, please.
Well, I'm married into an Italian-American family, and I know what you're saying, and you've all lived it. You just need to go down the Strip District to La Prima's next time you're in town, and you'll see the guys in the track suits and...
Listen, we'll go to Sunseri Brothers. Yeah, of course. No, I grew up on all of it. You know, the Uncommon Market in Pittsburgh. Go down the Strip, get your meats, your cheeses, your olives. Yeah, all of that. Yeah.
And Steven, what was it like to direct Joe? You know, he's a director and writer himself. So how tough was that to direct Joe Manganiello?
Oh, it wasn't hard at all. Joe's a great guy. We got along famously. And it's really fun. You know, I'm from Upper St. Clair. He's from Mount Lebanon. We basically teased each other the entire shoot. That's all we did. I, you know, he would say, hey, Panther. I'd say, hey, Blue Devil, you know, and the whole CMU connection. And every now and then, if he got really out of hand, I would remind him that, you know, I used to get snow days and he would always have the 3-hour delay. Like, that was it, right? Because they don't do busing in Mount Lebanon. So it was too fun. It was just too fun to, like, do the hometown. And I would say this, every now and then Vince Vaughn would be like, enough with you guys in this Pittsburgh. Just stop it. It's very annoying.
Listen, we didn't have the buses to keep out the riffraff, okay?
There you go. Joe, getting ready for Nona's too.
Joe, you did a great job with Vince Vaughn. Must have been a lot of fun. He seems like, and please tell me, he's as genuine as he appears in film.
Yeah, Vince and I got along really well. You know, it was so much fun. Vince and I would get together every night and go out for a long walk. So we were staying in New Jersey in Hoboken. So he and I would walk, and they were beautiful nights. It was because it was when summer was breaking, you know, in New York, New Jersey. And so, Vince and I would just go, we'd just go wander around the waterfront for a couple hours every night, and then we'd sit down and have tea. And we talk about the work for the next day, and we kind of go over, okay, so we've got this apology scene. Let's talk about men apologize. What do you think? You know, and we would just kind of walk through and try to fill it up before, you know, the next day of work. And, no, he and I got along famously. We had a great time. We just couldn't stop laughing. I mean, what you don't see is all those scenes with us. I mean, as soon as Stephen would say cut, you know, we'd fall out laughing because we're holding it in the whole time, you know? So it was great.
What an all-star cast and what an enjoyable film, known as Stephen Chbosky directing, Joe Manganiello starring. And Joe, what are you working on next?
Well, I play a very notorious villain in the live-action adaptation of One Piece, which is based on the biggest Japanese manga anime in Japan's history. And it's a really, really huge show internationally, also for Netflix. So I'll be headed back to South Africa to shoot a new season. And that'll be coming up next year.
Stephen, what's next for you?
I wrote this a really lovely father-son story based on a memoir about a dad and his autistic son going around and trying to find the kid's favorite sports team. It is a very funny, very beautiful road movie, and Mark Wahlberg is going to star in it. And be planning to head to Massachusetts to begin shooting fairly soon. So, you know, fingers crossed.
Stephen Chbosky, Joe Manganiello, we're proud of you guys, man. Appreciate your time this morning, and congratulations on a huge success. And I want to thank my nephew, Dano Marino, who said, you know, I can connect you to these guys. And I thought, can he? So I got to give him credit. Guys, have a great weekend. Keep up the great success.
Hey, thank you, my friend. Man. Really appreciate it.
Go Steelers.
Go Steelers.
Yeah, go Steelers.
Twirling that terrible towel. Here's Joe Manganiello. That was me, Joe, yelling at you from Acrisure.
It's all right. Yeah, nice.
Yeah, I'm the public address announcer. You did the terrible towel twirl once or twice.
I've done it probably about 10 times, yes.
Yeah. Come home.
Oh, yeah? Oh, nice.
Come visit us, guys. Yeah. Thank you.
Thanks.
What a great opportunity. That was fun.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.